안녕하십니까? 2020학년도 대학 수학능력 시험 9월 모의평가 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2020학년도 대학 수학능력시험 9월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sally, what are you doing this afternoon?
I'm thinking of going to Kingsfield Shopping Mall.
Oh, you mean the new shopping mall on Pine Street. But it's closed today.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nick, you need to be at the train station early tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, Mom. I set an alarm clock for 5:30, but I'm worried about getting up on time.
Do you want me to wake you up?
3번, 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Brook High School students. This is Ms. Kim, and I'm in charge of this year's graduation album. As it was previously announced, senior students will take photos for their graduation album tomorrow. It was scheduled to take place at Shinewood Park. However, we're expecting heavy rain tomorrow, so we've changed the location. Students will have their class photos taken in the school auditorium and individual photos in the school library. Please don't forget that the location for graduation photos has changed. Thank you for listening.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jane, your birthday is coming.
Yes, it's this Friday, Sam. It's going to be a fun party.
I'm so excited to go. Do you have a birthday wish list?
Do you mean a list of presents I'd like to receive for my birthday?
Yes, it would help me get the right gift for you.
I feel a little uncomfortable making a birthday wish list.
But it can keep you from getting presents that you don't want or need.
Well, I guess my friends and family would know what I like.
That can be a problem as well. Last year, my father gave me a book for my birthday. And then I received another copy from my grandmother.
That's funny. I see what you mean. I'll make a birthday wish list then.
Great. Let me know when your wish list is ready. We're all finished, Ms. Johnson.
How was the operation? I'm worried about my son.
Don't be. I specialize in this kind of knee surgery. It went very well.
Thank you. I'm so relieved. How long will he have to stay in the hospital?
I think he can return home in 2 weeks.
Can he go back to school then?
Yes, he can. But he should be very careful, though. He shouldn't run or play soccer for the next few months.
Of course. I'll make sure of that.
And he should visit me every week for the next 2 months during his recovery.
Yes, he will. Thank you for everything.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you remember this picture?
Wow, it's an old photo. When was it taken? Were you 13?
I think so. I love the two birds flying in the sky.
Yeah, it was a really beautiful day. Oh, I remember the hat you're wearing in the picture.
Yes. You bought it for my birthday. It was my favorite hat that summer.
And there's a book next to the bag. You always brought a book wherever you went.
Right. Look at our dog, Sparky. He's running around the beach.
He's such a good dog.
Oh, there's a sandcastle under the tree.
It's lovely. Somebody must have enjoyed making it.
We had so much fun. We should go back there someday.
That would be great.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mandy, are you ready for our fishing trip this weekend?
Yes, honey. I'm so excited. It's going to be my first ocean fishing experience. I've already posted about the trip on my blog.
We're going to have a wonderful time. Let's take a lot of pictures.
That'll be great. Oh, I bought waterproof jackets for us.
Thanks. We'll need them to keep ourselves dry.
Right. Is there anything else we need to prepare?
We might need to bring some food for the trip.
Okay. I'll make some sandwiches. Do we also need to bring our own fishing rods?
No, we don't. The fishing tour company will provide them for us.
Great. Can you call to confirm our reservation?
I already did that an hour ago.
Thank you, sweetheart.
8번 대화를 듣고 남자가 영화를 보러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Matt. How was the history exam?
It was okay, but I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, let's do something fun. I heard there's a new movie out. It's about a friendly robot.
Oh, you mean My AI Neighbor? I've heard of it.
Yes. Do you want to see that movie tonight with me?
Well, I'm afraid I can't go.
Why not?
I have to work in the school library tonight.
I thought you were not supposed to work in the library today.
I wasn't, but my coworker is attending her grandmother's birthday party tonight, so I've changed my schedule for her.
I see. Maybe next time.
Well, I do have tickets for a baseball game this Saturday. Do you want to go together?
That would be wonderful.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Julie's Cafe. What can I get for you?
Your coffee smells very good. Do you have any recommendations?
How about our Julie's coffee? It uses fresh coffee beans.
Sounds great. How much is it?
A hot coffee is $3 and an iced one is $4.
I'll get 3 iced coffees to go.
Sure. 3 iced Julie's coffees. Anything else? We also have really good waffles.
Oh, how much are they?
A regular waffle is $10, but if you pay $2 more, you can enjoy it with vanilla ice cream.
Well, I'm not a big fan of ice cream. Just one regular waffle.
All right. Then 3 iced Julie's coffees and 1 regular waffle to go.
Right. Here's my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 남자의 결혼식에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kelly.
You've been very busy these days.
Yes, I've been preparing for my wedding next month.
How's it going?
Good. Here's a wedding invitation for you.
Thank you so much. It's on October 5th, right?
Yes, and we're getting married at City Hall.
That'll be great. So, I heard you're going to have a small wedding.
That's right. We've only invited 50 people. Just family and close friends.
Sounds great. I'm glad you included me. I'll definitely be there to congratulate you on your wedding.
I'm so happy that you can come. You know what? I'm planning to sing a song for my bride as a special event.
Oh, that's so sweet. It'll be a perfect day.
11번 The International Airshow에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. The International Airshow is coming back to our town. This year, 10 countries will participate in the show, bringing over 100 aircraft in total. It'll take place at the Air Force Museum on November 23rd and 24th. Participating airplanes will fly in fantastic formations and show thrilling performances. After the flying performances, there will be an autograph event. Retired legendary pilots will be there to meet their fans and sign autographs. In addition, visitors can get in the planes that are on display. Enjoy all this for just $20. Children ages 8 and under get free admission. Parking spaces are limited. However, free shuttle buses will operate from Central Station to the museum. Come and enjoy the show.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 스피커를 고르시오.
Justin, I'm thinking of buying one of these portable speakers. Can you help me choose one?
Sure. There are 5 products to select from. How much can you spend?
My maximum budget is $60.
I see. Where are you going to use the speaker?
Mostly at home. It should weigh less than 1 kilogram, though.
Right. If it's light, you can use it wherever you want at home. How about the battery life?
It needs to last longer than 8 hours.
Okay. How about the design? I recommend you get one with fabric. It'll create a warmer atmosphere in your house.
Good idea. A fabric one will be a good match with my bedroom.
Then this is the best speaker for you.
It is. I'll buy it now.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Soojin. Congratulations on being elected president of the student council.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
You're going to be very busy. Aren't you also playing the flute in the school orchestra?
Right. And I'm editing the school English newspaper as well.
Wow, that's a lot. Isn't it going to be tough to handle all of those responsibilities?
I think so, too. Actually, I was considering quitting either the orchestra or the newspaper. Do you have any advice?
You might want to think about what it is that you're interested in. It would be even better if it's your passion.
I totally agree. You know, I'm in the orchestra only because my dad wanted me to join.
I see. Then, do you like editing the school newspaper?
Yes, I enjoy it. I want to be a journalist someday.
It seems to me that the newspaper is your passion.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Hello, Ms. Brown. How's your geography class going?
It's going well. My class just finished learning about Western Europe.
Good. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to cover Southeast Asia. Oh, didn't you live in Thailand for a while?
Yes, I lived there for 3 years.
Well, I'm going to teach my students about Thai holidays and food next week, but I have a problem.
What's the matter?
I'm familiar with Thai food, but I don't have any personal experience of Thai holidays.
Oh, I can help you with that. I experienced many Thai holidays while I was there. I might have some pictures.
Wow, that's great. Could you find them for me? I'm looking for some visual materials for my class.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미즈 그린이 스티븐에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Stephen is a newcomer on Ms. Green's marketing team. Ms. Green, as the leader, asked him to prepare for a presentation about consumer behavior. When reviewing his first draft of the presentation, she realized that Stephen included incorrect data from the internet. When she asked about it, Stephen said that he uses only internet sources. The problem is he doesn't check if that information is reliable. But Ms. Green is aware that information on the internet is not always accurate. So, Ms. Green wants to tell Stephen to check whether the information he finds on the internet is correct. In this situation, what would Ms. Green most likely say to Stephen?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, healthy life listeners. A drop in temperature signals the start of cold season. Today, I'll introduce some foods to get you through a cold. Ginger is an effective treatment for colds. This amazing root can offer relief by making the body warmer and by attacking the cold virus. Mushrooms contain important vitamins, fiber, and minerals. They enhance the activity of the white blood cells involved in protecting us from colds. Mushrooms also help activate superhero cells that find and destroy infections. Spinach is loaded with nearly every vitamin you can think of. Adding more spinach to your diet can improve overall bodily health, which will help you recover quickly from a cold. Yogurt is filled with good bacteria called probiotics, which keep bad bacteria from increasing in number. These good bacteria can support the immune system and help prevent secondary infections from a cold. I hope you find this information helpful with cold season approaching. Have a good day.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, healthy life listeners. A drop in temperature signals the start of cold season. Today, I'll introduce some foods to get you through a cold. Ginger is an effective treatment for colds. This amazing root can offer relief by making the body warmer and by attacking the cold virus. Mushrooms contain important vitamins, fiber, and minerals. They enhance the activity of the white blood cells involved in protecting us from colds. Mushrooms also help activate superhero cells that find and destroy infections. Spinach is loaded with nearly every vitamin you can think of. Adding more spinach to your diet can improve overall bodily health, which will help you recover quickly from a cold. Yogurt is filled with good bacteria called probiotics, which keep bad bacteria from increasing in number. These good bacteria can support the immune system and help prevent secondary infections from a cold. I hope you find this information helpful with cold season approaching. Have a good day.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.